For commentator David Weinberger, the easy availability of personal information online is actually less scary than a societal change that appears to be coming with it.
It's only the thin screen of law and social graces that keeps me or anyone else from finding out way too much about you. Thanks to the internetworking of computer systems that know everything from our credit card numbers to the books we've bought to literally our shoe size, amazing amounts of information are there to be had. But amid the justifiable concern about the quantity of information available is a less noticed change in the nature of the line between the public and private. We like to think of our privacy as protected by a brick wall, but in fact the wall is less like a fort than like the paper shoji dividers in Japanese houses. Shoji walls let you hear everything that's going on in the next room, so you're simply not allowed to listen. You hear, but what you learn you're not permitted to absorb. This type of hearing-not hearing has always been typical of our social interactions. We have a set of rules about what we're allowed to notice as our attention is pulled this way and that. Some of the rules are quite explicit. In the men's room, you stare straight ahead. In the boardroom, you don't mention that strange smell that suddenly arose. On the airplane, if the couple behind you is talking too loudly about their intimate life, you can't go up to them on the way out and ask them to explain the part about the snow cone again. Our shoji walls work pretty well. But now we have a new social world called the World Wide Web that consists of conversations among friends and strangers. We talk through email, chat rooms, discussion boards, instant messaging, and 1,000 variations. Because the conversational medium of the web is digital, complete and perfect records are easy to keep. An email conversation between coworkers may feel at the time as informal and flighty as a chat at the water cooler, but those email bits and bytes are likely being saved somewhere in the corporation. They can be retrieved, even subpoenaed, by a litigant or a government agency that has no regard for the subtlety of shoji. So the nature of the line between public and private is changing. The line has always been drawn and redrawn through social negotiations that tell us when we're encroaching and when we have permission to proceed. A look away, a slight blush, pursed lips, and a hair's breadth shake discouraging further revelation. Not hearing is perhaps our deepest social art. Governments and corporations may say that they're just moving the line a few notches, taking away a little of our privacy for some greater good. Government and business thus treat the line as if it were as precise as a knife edge. That's an idea we must resist. Dealing with the smudgy line between public and private is a social art. It's allowed us to learn from what we carefully don't hear that we're all flawed and basically ridiculous. It's what we choose not to hear that enables us to live together.
David Weinberger is the author of Small Pieces, Loosely Joined, A Unified Theory of the Web.